Hello, sports fans.
Time for sports.
Let the games begin.
Turn on the radio.
It's time to talk high school basketball on the Coach's Corner.
We have a lot of Emory High School sports to focus on today. In fact, tonight at 6:30 p.m., we're going to begin live coverage of a very important Region 15 contest. Emory on the road taking on North San Pete tonight. Monumental game. I mean, right now, Emory fighting for their playoff lives. So was North San Pete, battling it out for a couple of the final playoff spots in Region 15. Live coverage, again, of that contest will be tonight at 6:30. Joining us right now to talk about tonight's contest, we have head coach Todd Jeffs over the phone right now. Coach, a pleasure as always. Thank you.
Well, I'm glad to be here, Jordan.
Now, Coach, it's a big contest tonight. Take on North San Pete on the road, and it seems like in the middle of this region play, been on the road an awful lot. But this is a game in which, you know, there's a lot to build off of the last time we played North San Pete. But I think this go around, I mean, it could actually mean a playoff spot. That's kind of the implications with this game. It's that big at this point in time.
Well, it really is. You know, the bottom end of this region is just kind of a log jam right now, and we're unfortunate to be in the middle of that log jam. And the only way out of it is to win some basketball games. And, you know, this is a team that we match up well with and that our defense can, you know, eliminate some of what they try to do. And so it's a matter of going over and playing well. And this is a gym that is tough to play in. It's a tough atmosphere. But at the same time, over the years, we really shot the ball well there. And so hopefully that continues tonight.
If we go back, Coach, and we'll talk about the last two losses to Richfield and South Sevier, and it's, I think it's important going into this game, because if you look at it on paper, you didn't watch the games, you would say, well, you know, it was a double-digit loss. But in both games, you guys had an opportunity to come out with victories. It just seems like down the stretch, late in the fourth quarter, for whatever reason, the offense has kind of gone stale, couldn't break the press, or missed a couple of open looks. I mean, that's kind of been the reoccurring theme over the last two games.
Well, we keep finding ways to hurt ourselves, and, you know, the two games you're talking about, Richfield, we just couldn't make a layup. We got right down to the basket, and I thought our offenses did a good job as far as getting the shots we want. We just didn't do a very good job of putting it in the basket when we got there. And then the South Sevier game, you alluded to the turnover fiasco we had late in the third quarter and early in the fourth, and by the time we figured it out, we were down 16 or 18 points, and then we actually did make a little bit of a comeback there for just a bit to make it a little bit interesting. But the turnovers that we really hurt ourselves with, and I don't think it's you got to give credit to Richfield and South Sevier both for trying some stuff. But the bottom line was we hurt ourselves. And the encouraging thing about that is those are problems that we can fix and take care of and move forward with. And, so that's just where I'm at with these guys, is getting in the gym every day and trying to build their confidence and trying to fix some of the problems that we're creating for ourselves. And the nice thing about this team that I've got is they can shoot it, and it's five or six guys that can shoot it. It's not just one or two. And that's sometimes you take that for granted, but that's a very difficult thing in high school basketball, is to find shooters, and we've got a bunch of them, so we're capable of beating anybody any night. And the same on the other page, the other side of that same page, is that we can beat ourselves any night if we don't take care of some of the little things that we're not taking care of. And, you know, I attribute some of it to youth and inexperience, but at this point in the season, you know, that's kind of a lame excuse, because everybody's, you know, got a season under their belt at least, and we should be taking care of some of those things that we're not. But it's a work in progress. I'm still excited about our prospects for this season. I'm still really encouraged about our opportunities ahead of us, and it's just a matter of winning some basketball games.
Yeah, four games left on the regular season slate. Again, tonight on the road at North San Pete, get Manti on Friday, Grand on Wednesday, and then wrap up the season with a trip to San Juan. Those are four really tough games. I know it seems like I'm beating a dead horse when I say this, but every single game in this region is so difficult. So you look at a four-game stretch like that, and you think, good grief, that's how you got to end the season? It's a tough stretch.
It really is a tough stretch, and I think you hit it right on the head. But the encouraging thing is every one of those games is a winnable game for us. And, you know, our region is really even throughout, even with Grand and South Sevier putting themselves in a position by winning some games to to separate themselves a little bit from the rest of us. But, you know, those games are still winnable. And, you know, we shoot the ball well and take care of the ball. Even with our lack of rebounding prowess, I think we're still in every one of those ball games. And then you combine that with a good rebounding effort and going and getting those 50-50 balls, I think we can win every one of those games. And, you know, you don't want to look that far ahead. But, you know, it comes down to a matter tonight of taking care of business at North St. Pete and winning a game that is very winnable for us. I'm not saying we should win or, you know, some games you look at and say, well, we're the favorite here. I don't know that we're the favorite, but I don't know that we're the underdog either. It's just a very evenly matched game against some very athletic kids. And, you know, we've just got to go find a way to win. And we haven't been able to do that the last two games.
We're joined again right now by Coach Todd Jeffs of the Emory Spartan boys basketball team. Coach, going back to that last North St. Pete game, we shot the ball extremely well at home. Got 23 points from Kyson, 20 from Tyler, 15 from Easton Gordon. I believe hit 10 or 11 threes in that contest. On the flip side, North St. Pete's pretty balanced offensively as well, although they do have a couple of kids that will kind of lead the way, like the Stedman kid.
Yeah, you know, the thing that you forget about that game is we got off to an extremely slow start. I think it was, you know, there was only 3 minutes left in the first quarter before we got our first basket. So we didn't start out real hot. But like you said, we ended up with a pretty good offensive output, and our guys ended up shooting the ball well. But I think it's important for us tonight to get off to a good start. I don't think we can go over there and spot them 10 points and expect to win the game. We've got to go out and be strong from the start and shoot the ball well from the start and really take care of the ball well from the start, because this is a team that can turn you over some, and they get out in those passing lanes and they want to play that half-court trap as much as they can. And so if we can blister that a little bit and get some good shots early, get off to a good start, that bodes well for us.
It always seems like the second go-around in region, Coach, you see a little bit different looks defensively from teams. They like to adjust a little bit now that you've seen a team once. Scouting reports are now in full swing. Do you expect North St. Pete to go to a full-court press tonight?
Well, they have done that quite a bit in the past. Some of the tapes that I've watched, they extend that 1-3-1 out to a full-court look. I really hope they do. That's something that we've spent our week practicing against. And, you know, I keep telling our kids that teams have trouble guarding us from the three-point line in, and now they're taking the same five guys and extending it to a full-court situation. Our open look should be even more open. And at times we do that, and at times we blister it. You know, we went up to Grantsville, who I think runs one of the better presses in 3A right now, and we just blistered it. And that's what's so frustrating coaching these guys is our – you know, there's nothing we can really bank on. We look great against the press one night or even in one quarter and then, you know, turn to jelly the next quarter. And so it's something that I attribute a little bit of it to our youthfulness, but at the same time, we just got to attack it with some confidence and, you know, find the open man and hit the open shot.
You talk about the youthfulness. You and I had a conversation before the game against South Sevier, and you told me that, you know, you'll probably see Justin Rasmussen tonight. You're probably going to see Rance Jensen a little bit tonight. Is that based off of matchups, or is that something that we can expect now in the future, you kind of extending your 6-7, now 8-9-man rotation?
Well, one thing with Justin is he's played so well in those sophomore and JV games. He's just come so far this year as a player. And he gives you an offensive punch, but I think he's a better defender than Ty as well. And so on nights where Ty might be struggling shooting the ball, you'll see a ton of Justin. And, you know, I've used Kyler Willstead throughout the year, but he's really gone into a kind of an offensive funk here the last three or four ball games. He just can't make a shot, and Rance has picked it up JV-wise, and so you'll see a little bit of a change there probably. But, you know, and Alex Roscoe, he's really done a nice job. He's come in off the bench a few times and given us a boost and hit some shots and made some plays. And so he's kind of fitting in nicely. So that's kind of where I'm headed with the substitution rotation right now. I mean, it can all change. And, you know, I want to try to get some of those kids in early in the game and get their feet wet and see where they're at and then go from there. But I Easton Gordon's turned into the guy that's really been a stabling force for us. He's just real steady, and he's shooting the ball real well, and so he's the guy that is a real stable force. And then after that, it's kind of a crapshoot to who what we get out of kids night to night.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned Alex Orozco, because there's been more than one occasion this year where he's really kind of been like a shot in the arm for this team. He's energy off of the bench.
He really is. He provides a lot of energy, and defensively he can give some people some fits. And offensively, he's a little bit sporadic. He can do some nice things, and then he can really look silly at times too. But he's given us a great boost, and I have some confidence more and more each week, putting him in the game and letting him create some things for us.
Well, Coach, it's always fun to get you on and talk about the team. Thank you again for the time. Best of luck tonight against North St. Pete, and we'll catch you in Mount Pleasant.
Well, thank you, Jordan, and we'll look forward to an entertaining night. I'm excited for tonight.
Me too. Thank you again, Coach.
Thanks, Jordan.
Again, that's Coach Todd Jeffs of the Emory Spartan basketball squad. We've got a break for just a moment. When we return, we have more Emory High School sports coming up. Friday and Saturday, the wrestling squad is going to participate in the divisional tournament that will take place in Richfield. Coach Kurt Christiansen will join us when we return here on this Wednesday edition of Drive Time Sports.